I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's new internet law went into effect on March 1st, laying out new regulations for internet use, including religious content. The laws allow only religious groups with government approval to share content over the internet. So how has it affected churches so far? Eric Berkland with China Partner says,
the pastors are telling us, well, we actually have applied for permission, and that's actually part of the law. They are having a loophole, and that loophole is each individual or company or organization slash church can actually apply for internet access permission. And once they have received that permission from the government, then they can just continue on as normal.
The law may affect unregistered churches more, but even without the internet, Berkland says the church in China will continue to grow. Ask God to strengthen Chinese believers. And sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways. Just ask Farms International. Communications Director Tim Landis says the new Farms program in Kenya started through social media.
God just worked it out through connections and conversations on Facebook, and it all happened very quickly. It's one of those things where you step back and you're like, this is God doing this, because if it was up to our human hands, it would not have happened this way.
Farms began working alongside a local church and five loan recipients. Farms International combines Christian stewardship with interest-free loans to help believers work their way out of poverty and give to the local church.
It's essential that the local church is a part of Farms programs as much as individuals. Some of their earnings from their businesses will go as tithe into the local church, so building that up.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.